to take it himself for a championship.
A double play wins it for Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. McCoy Tom touched it.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Welcome back to South Fayette, the WPIO basketball playoff quarterfinals, presented by the Observer Reporter. Game two of our 2A girls doubleheader on the WJPA Sports Network features number 6, Chartiers Houston, and number 3, Winchester Thurston. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Jack Sacco is with me, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant, our floor director. Brandon Bennett, Chris Fox on the cameras. Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Chartiers Houston is 19-4 on the year. Losses to Fort Cherry, to 3A number 10 McGuffey, to 1A semifinalist Aquinas Academy, and to Winchester Thurston, 48-43, a month ago. The Bears are 20-3, a 7-point loss to 1A number 1 Union from a 17-game win streak. Winchester Thurston opened the year 3-2, but has rolled ever since. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington Financial Bank, proud to be the bank that gets you. By the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Take a look at the entire 2A girls bracket presented by the Observer Reporter and check the starting lineups when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Take a look at this 2A bracket. One quarterfinal in the books. It's the game that just finished up here at South Fayette, a game we had for you on the WJPA Sports Network. Number 4, Southside, beats number 5, Fort Cherry, 45-32. Number 1, Neshannock. Number 8, Laurel, underway at Shenango. Number 2, Aliquippa, and number 10, Rochester, underway at Beaver. And the 3-6 game about set to get underway. Number 3, Winchester Thurston, and number 6, Chartiers Houston. Here are the starting lineups brought to you by the Observer Reporter. First of all, for Laura Montecalvo's Chartiers Houston Buccaneers, checking in at 19-4. 5'7 senior Ella Ritchie, 5'8 freshman Ava Kolovich, 5'4 senior Miley McCreary, a 5'10 junior Allison Wingard, and a 5'4 senior Ava Capazzoli, averaging 11 points per game. Wingard averaging 10 every night, and Kolovich averaging a dozen. On the other side of the ledger for the Bears, from Winchester Thurston, 20-3 on the season under head coach Brandy Barron, included right in the middle of a 15-game win streak, a 48-43 win at the Fieldhouse in Meadowlands. Starters, 5'3 senior Sky Still, who averages a dozen. 5'8 sophomore Alexis Bansa. 5'8 sophomore Jasmine Hollins. A 5'4 sophomore Aaliyah Cooper. And a 5'7 junior Deshae Cochran, averaging 12 points a game. One senior among the 5 starters for Winchester Thurston. Great to have you along tonight. We can tell you we got a final score from Ringgold. Peters Township boys, the 6th seed, a winner over the number 3 Uniontown, 56-52. So for Peters Township, it's on to the semifinals on Tuesday. The Cannon McMillan girls already into the semis in 6A on Tuesday. And the winner of this game will head to the semifinals on Tuesday as well. Bob Gregg, Jack Sacco, sit back, relax, and enjoy. About set to get this one underway. Wingard and Bansa to tip it off. Ball in flight, tipped ahead, and stepping in to block it from going somewhere was Ella Ritchie, and the Bucks end up with the basketball. Feed going down low is tipped and out of bounds. Quick hands by Alexis Bansa.
This is a Winchester Thurston team that's going to play very aggressive. They're going to attack the boards, and they're going to want to live inside on offense.
Inbound not well handled by Kolovich, and now Winchester Thurston able to fight out of a tie-up. Quickly up the floor comes Deshae Cochran. Ball near side to Sky Still, taking it into the paint. Pass right at the feet, and fighting out of a tie-up is Wingard, and the Bucks come out with it. Trouble on the dribble. Miley McCreary able to corral it. And now the Bucks will set up. Ball goes left side. It's Wingard. Bring it up top. About 45 seconds in. Dribble around the key. And the ball taken away. Knock loose. And now we're going to get a held ball call. 55 seconds
Winchester Thurston just in a pretty straight up man defense right now, putting a lot of pressure though, playing aggressive on the Bucks when they have the ball.
Well, and the other thing the Bucks have been doing is trying to dribble around this pressure defense, and got to pass over that entry pass down low. Ball knocked loose, scramble for it. They're going to get the held ball. Possession arrow for Chartiers Houston. I'll try not to say Fort Cherry too often, but it will happen occasionally, at least for a few moments. Olovich has to back up. Ball knocked loose. A lot of contact. And Bucks trying to get it hit. And now we get a foul call coming out.
There's a lot of contact here on this near sideline.
It's got to be 12, not 2. Indicated 2. Winchester Thurston doesn't have a 2. It's got to be 12. Oh, no. Where are they going now? It had to be 12.
That's the only reasonable.
Nope. All right. They are going to charge it on Aaliyah Cooper, 21. Ball out to the far corner. Now into the paint. Dish underneath to Kolovich. And a ball lost out of bounds. But last touch by Winchester Thurston. For Cherry, or Chartier, I did it again. Chartier's Houston fans right behind us. They want shots taken, but tell you what, if I'm a coach, I don't want to hear too much. Ball inside to Ella Ritchie, and she's tied up and had nowhere to go with it. Off the perimeter, near side, it's Cochran in the paint. That won't go, and we're going to get another tie-up on the floor. Winchester Thurston gets the possession arrow 3 times in the first 2 minutes.
Bucks are not being secure with the ball right now, throwing it a little bit loose and just not holding it very tight. It's getting poked free.
Some of what troubled their boys last night. Shot won't go for Hollins. Rebound for the Bears and free throws coming. Capozzoli called for the foul. It's her first. Sky still at the stripe. First foul shots of the game. First point of the game.
That was a pretty easy call on Capozzoli. Just reached in, got caught with the hand inside.
Still averages 12 points a night. Missed the second foul shot, and the rebound knocked out of bounds by Deshae Cochran. It'll be Chartier's Houston ball at the baseline. 1-0. Winchester Thurston with the lead. Pass tipped back out of bounds. The thing, you got to be careful there, Wingard. She took a hard step to her left. This is not, you cannot run the baseline here. Bucks get the ball inbounds, but trouble there. Wingard will take a pass back, and the ball is stolen. Shot won't go, put back up and in. The Bucks just not taking care of the ball here early on. The basket for Cochran.
Full court press, they're trapping.
And Chartier's Houston needs a timeout. Trap on the inbound into the corner. 5:50 to play, first quarter. Winchester Thurston, 3, Chartier's Houston, nothing. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade. And Jen does, too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride and Jade's endurance and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
Laura Montecalvo quickly to get the timeout call. And now the Bucks inbound right here in the corner again. Got a hustle. Timeout came with 5:50, and they just get across the timeline and come back across. Not a good decision there by Capozzoli to turn around at right at the midcourt line.
Yeah, that's one thing this Bucks team's been doing way too much of, picking up the dribble. Have to know where you're going with the ball if you're going to pick it up.
Winchester Thurston up 3-0. Shot from the corner, rolls across the rim, rebound on the weak side by Jasmine Hollins, and then the Bears lose the ball out of bounds.
Tell you what, though, that was an easy board for Hollins. There was no box out on that far side.
Capozzoli, jump pass back to Wingard. She'll catch it, need a screen, turn it back around the other way, cross the timeline, on into the corner. Dribble drive, out, get out front, score it off the window, bucket for Ella Ritchie.
It's an impressive job dribbling through that by Wingard. gets it over to Richie, who makes the play on a nifty finish.
Winchester Thurston up 3-2. Ball onto the right wing to Still. On into the corner. Three ball launched by Hollins and a foul call. Miley McCreary called for a foul. Three free throws coming. Jasmine Hollins to shoot three times. First shot, perfect. 4:51 to play here in our opening quarter. First point of the game for Hollins. 4-2, Winchester Thurston with the lead. Second shot also good. And Hollins one more time, the 5'8 sophomore, calmly buries it. Took a three-point shot, didn't get that to go, was fouled, and now hits three free throws. 6-2. Bears in front, across the timeline, handoff. A little trouble there for McCreary, but keeps the dribble alive. Step inside, shot put up, blocked and controlled. Bansa, able to control that to block shot. Sky Still travels, got the feet going before the dribble. Turn it back over.
That's the right call. Just you have to make sure you put that ball on the floor before you take that step.
4:25 to play, opening period. Both teams trying to settle in. The Bears have had the better of it here in the early going. 6-2 lead for Winchester Thurston. Up high, dribble, weave, handoff, ball into the corner. Feed it back out. Pass just gets to Capozzoli. Kick it out of the paint. Near side. Richie hits it two.
Good ball movement right there to get Richie wide open.
And now the Bears will throw it into backcourt. Hustling to get the whistle with Sky Still. Otherwise, Capozzoli was going to take a lay-in.
Yeah, smart play by Still to still go after it. Sometimes you'll see players forget that and lead to an easy two.
Yeah, we saw that in a late regular season game. It led right to a fast break lay-in, uncontested. Wingard through traffic. Bucks will chance here to tie or take the lead. Tight in the weave. Richie goes into the paint, ball stripped away. And then out of bounds, just a little out of control there. Kolovich dribbled on the baseline. Winchester Thurston up 6-4 at the moment. Bucks have never been able to get the game square. Ball goes inside, now back out. Three ball, near side. Sky Still hits it.
Still just left alone in the corner. Good form, steps into it. Nice stroke on the three.
Now pressure meets the Bucks at midcourt. And a forearm blocking foul going to be called. Aaliyah Cooper, that's her second foul here in the opening quarter. And that's going to get a substitution. Gianna Miller-Ivanich going to check in. And Aaliyah Cooper will sit with those two fouls. Bucks sideline inbound. Wingard takes it near midcourt. Bring it right side to Richie. Back into the corner now. It's Wingard. Steps back beyond the three-point line. Picks up the dribble. Able to get a bounce pass. McCreary goes to the hoop. Missed the shot. Rebound cleared by Alexis Bansa. Up the far sideline. It's Sky Still in traffic. Near side, three ball, Hollins spoons out, no good. Rebound, tip, battle for the loose ball, and the Bucks are going to get it. Capozzoli.
Bucks fortunate to get that ball. No box out once again, but they were able to take care of a loose ball.
Capozzoli, ball fake, take it to the hoop, up and in. 9-6. Winchester Thurston with the three-point lead. Bears come across the timeline. Ball right in front of us, Jasmine Hollins into the corner. Three ball for Cochran off the back of the rim. Coming a long way to get the rebound, and then the Bucks fouling. And second foul on Miley McCreary. Mackenzie Walsh will check in, and McCreary going to sit. Check that. Capozzoli comes out of the game, and she must be bleeding. 2:05 to play, opening quarter. 9-6 lead for Winchester Thurston. Cochran feed it off. Back out, sets a screen for a three ball for Still, too strong. And the Bucks get the rebound over on the weak side.
Couple of really good looks in the near corner.
Walsh hands off, and now give it Kolovich, and now the Bucks will reset the offense. 1:45 to go in the first. 5'8 freshman. One of the things they talked with Laura Montecalvo about, three ball handlers and all five players on the floor at any time can dribble if they need to. The thing you want to do is not dribble too much. Weave up top. Bucks will reset it once again. Kolovich between the circles. Goes to her left, hassled there by Cochran. Long time closely guarded. Now through traffic, Kolovich lost the handle, able to give it off. Wingard shot won't go. Rebound weak side. Shot off the iron. Long rebound comes up to the free throw line. Held ball. Possession arrow, Chartiers Houston.
Really good offensive board. Bucks need those 2 points, though, right at the basket.
Feed comes up top. Wingard, I think that pass was originally intended for Kolovich. Ball knocked to the midcourt. Wingard saves it. Ball goes onto the left wing. It's Mackenzie Walsh, and now jump it out. Kolovich penetrates. Step around one defender. Put the shot up, and it's blocked out of bounds. Good hands there by Deshae Cochran.
And that was a great job stepping up by Cochran, seeing that, you know, you have to get up into the lane.
Three for Kolovich, in and out, just would not drop. Skye still with the rebound for Winchester Thurston. Lob ahead, pass was tipped and controlled by the Bucks. Get it out to Kolovich, has help with Wingard. Kolovich did not take it into the lane, backs out, lob it inside, way too tall and over top of Walsh. Turnover, give it back, 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Right side, it's Hollins. Hollins and Skye. Skye backs up to the South Fayette logo. 9-6 the lead for Winchester Thurston. They're going to park the ball in that midcourt. Now get it down to 10 seconds and start the play. Dribble drive by Still. Force deep. Kick it out. Threw it into the seats. 2.8 seconds to play in this opening quarter. And looks like Winchester Thurston going to drop back. The Bucks could pass this ball ahead. Across the timeline, Walsh, launch it from half court, off the back of the iron, no good. Winchester Thurston 9, Chartiers Houston 6 after 1, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Winchester Thurston, 9-6 lead after one. Ball in hand to start the second quarter. Ball into the near corner. A little pump fake. Ball goes up top. Still for three. Deep. Rebound tipped out to midcourt. still gets it, and a foul going to be called on Capozzoli, and that's going to be her second.
And that was totally unnecessary. It was tipped out by the Bears. Any contact, it looked like probably would have been an over and back.
Bears with the ball again after the foul call. Hollins feed to Still. Take a three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound grabbed by Hollins at the free throw line. Feed goes inside. Banza's shot is blocked. Bucks end up with it. They're going to say Chartier's Houston player stepped out of bounds to save it. Kolovich.
A shoe went flying there as well.
Gave a Capozzoli. Must have got stepped on in the back. A little tire blowout. Bears inbound at the baseline. To Hollins. And now to Still. Opening minute of the second quarter. 9-6. Winchester Thurston. Hollins left wide open. Misses the three ball. Long rebound tracked down by Mackenzie Walsh. Hassled backcourt by Deshae Cochran. Kolovich takes a pass. Gets an opportunity. Goes coast to coast. But does not attack the rim. Ball out front. Wingard shot partially blocked. Caught underneath. Deshae Cochran will bring it up the floor.
It's 3-2 for the Bucks. It's leaving the corners open. So far, the Bears haven't been able to punish them much for it. But they're going to keep getting open looks in those corners.
Ball goes right side. Hollins starts a drive down the lane. Cochran can't get the shot to go, but a foul called. Two fouls on the Bucks in the quarter. Deshae Cochran to the foul line to shoot two. This will be foul shot 6 and 7 for Winchester Thurston in the game. And they have now hit 5 of 6. Second shot also good. 5-point Winchester Thurston leads 6-0, scoring at the free throw line. Capozzoli on the dribble, hand off to Walsh, and now to Wingard. Pass intended for Kolovich, tipped away by Cochran, but Kolovich able to save it. 5-point Winchester Thurston lead. Kolovich on the dribble, keeps it alive. Looks at a shot, doesn't take it. Wingard put it on the deck. They get out to the far corner. Ritchie picks up the dribble. Walsh has the ball stolen away by Banza. Banza going out on a fast break. Shot way too strong. Rebound. Put back won't go for Cochran, but another foul on Chartier's Houston. 6 fouls in the game. 2 each on Kolovich, McCreary, and Capozzoli. 2 more foul shots coming for Deshae Cochran. And this one no good. Curry will check back in. Kolovich will come out. Just under 6 minutes remaining in our opening half. Winchester Thurston. 11-6. Second shot won't go. And a rebound comes clear to the free throw line where Mackenzie Walsh will corral it. Walsh crossover. Take it to the high post. To McCreary. And now Capozzoli through a double team. Ball knocked loose. Too much dribbling. Sky Still goes coast to coast. Misses the lay-in. Rebound for Wingard.
There's been too much dribbling. Not enough passing for this Chartier's Houston team. Move it around quick. Get it around the horn.
Ritchie, Wingard, quick first step, maybe too quick. Off the window, score it. First points for Wingard. First points for the Bucks in this second quarter. 11-8. Good news for Chartier's Houston is Bears only have 2. Shot won't go. Rebound put back for Alexis Banza. Listed at 5'8", but certainly towering over everyone there.
Yeah, a lot of reach. Long wingspan for Banza. Jumped straight up. gets a really nasty board.
Bears plus five. McCreary got to put the ball on the deck. 5 second closely guarded. Has the dribble available that time. Was looking for somewhere to pass, and McCreary just held the ball and got the closely guarded call and turns it over. 4:41 to play, second quarter, 13-8. Winchester Thurston up on Chartiers Houston. Sky still patiently unchallenged through the backcourt. Screen, shot won't go. Ball caught inside and going to get a foul call. That ball landed right in Bance's hand. She went back up, a foul called.
Really nice initial block from Wingard. But on the second shot, Wingard got caught with her hand inside.
Bance at the foul line. Short. Three straight misses now for Winchester Thurston. 5-point lead with 4:26 to play. Bance backed out of the free throw circle. Ready to go now. Foul shot. Too strong. Rebound for the Bucks. McCreary will bring it up the floor. Hand off to Capozzoli. Back to McCreary. And now to Wingard. 13-8. Winchester Thurston with the lead. And a pass goes through everybody into the baseline. Capozzoli was not looking for it there.
Bucks need to be a little bit less linear on offense right now. I mean, it's per
steal attempt. Shuts down our broadcast. I hope not. Bears in the corner. Ball to Still. Three ball. Nothing but net. Sky Still second tray of the half. And now Winchester Thurston double up Church Houston. 16-8. Lob on into the corner, shot partially blocked, controlled down low by Alexis Bansa. Ahead to Jasmine Hollins. Pass out to the near wing. Cox fumbled, pass to Still, and it's too far and kicked out of bounds. And Still, last to touch it.
That one battered around on the far sideline.
And now it looks like... Looks like Bance is going to sit first. Martise Williams will check in for the first time. Winchester Thurston up 16-11. Long bounce pass gets to Capozzoli. Still out to guard her to the side of the lane. Through traffic. A lot of trouble there. The Bucks take the ball in harm's way. The ball knocked loose. And a travel call against Winchester Thurston. Ava Kolovich gets bailed out there by the walk. And Chartiers Houston wants a timeout. 2:33 to play. First half, 16-11. Winchester Thurston back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Bucks have three timeouts left. Chartiers Houston using this timeout to set up this offensive set after the turnover gave them the ball back. Inbound feed to Ava Kolovich. Deal left side to Wingard. Quickly catch, put on the deck. Spin trying to shake free of Martise Williams. Ball knocked loose. Saved by Wingard. Take it to the baseline. Ella Ritchie forced deep. And a blocking foul called. Jasmine Hollins called for her first foul. First foul of the quarter. Chartiers Houston has been called for 7 fouls in the game. That is the third on the Bears. Inbound in the corner to Capozzoli. And right back to Kolovich looking for a cutter. Undercut. Foul called on Sky Still as she cut underneath the arms of Mackenzie Walsh. It's the first foul on Still. 2 in the quarter now on Winchester Thurston. Walsh to inbound. Lob it over the defender, Cochran. Kolovich bring it out between the circles. Now deal to the right side to Walsh. Looking inside. Put it on the deck. Dribble to a double team. Bounce pass to Ritchie. Working around. 3 ball far side. In and out. Rebound in the paint. Try to lob it down low. Did Ritchie. But the rebound grab there by Martise Williams. Still takes a pass and travels. You got a good dose of that whistle right here in front of us. 1:40 to play, second quarter. Winchester Thurston up 16-11. We've been stuck at this very score for a minute and a half. Capozzoli out to Wingard. Good job there. She fumbled it, so just started to dribble instead of trying to catch it and then dribble again. Wingard misses, put it back up way too strong. Rebound tipped out onto the wing, and tracking it down is Jasmine Hollins. Crossover into the paint. Shot won't go. Rebound grabbed inside. Put back won't go for Cochran. Loose ball. Scramble for it. Held ball. Possession arrow. Chartiers Houston.
That last offensive possession for Chartiers Houston, if Wingard goes into the shots, probably draws a foul on either of the two she put up. Instead kind of backs off, doesn't get contacted, doesn't get the foul call.
Coming up on a minute remaining in the first half, 16-11. Ball to the right wing. Ella Ritchie looks at Capozzoli, who cuts through. Feed to Wingard, now to Kolovich. Down low, pass way too tall.
She had Kolovich just threw it way, way, way wide.
Winchester Thurston has not scored in 3 minutes and counting. Lob up the near sideline. Hollins gets away with a walk. Jumper won't go, and a rebound for Wingard. Trying to dribble through all kind of traffic, and fortunately bailed out there by Mackenzie Walsh, who just took the loose ball. Kick it back to Kolovich. 25 seconds to play in the half. Kolovich spinorama. Wingard takes it. Try to blow by. Threw the ball away. She got by Martise Williams, but then threw the ball away. Sky Still takes it to the top of the key. Right side. Hollins back out to Still. Pass across the key is tipped, but Williams ends up with it. Near side. Work it around. 3 ball put up. That won't go. Wingard rebounds the miss, and the buzzer will sound, ending the half right where it was with 3 minutes to play. Winchester Thurston 16, Chartiers Houston 11. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
We have been busting it every night this week, and we aren't looking like we're going to stop anytime soon. We have had basketball playoffs all week long. We'll finish this game up tonight. This is game three of our broadcast day today. Tomorrow, action will start on the wrestling mats. We'll pick up day two of the WPIL 2A and 3A individual championships. Our coverage for 3A will be on WJPA AM right here, and that'll start at about 9:45 tomorrow morning. We'll start with second round consolations, then semis and third round, another round of consolations, and at AAA they'll run the seventh and eighth place matches right after or right during that fourth round consolation round. And then somewhere around 3:15 we'll be on WJPA AM for the first, third, and fifth place 3A matches. Switch over to online coverage for the 2A individual championships. That action all at Chartiers Valley. Same kind of schedule, just one minor difference there at the end of the first session tomorrow. We'll be on at 9:45, wrestle the semifinals, second, third, and fourth consolations, get the break, and then at 3:15 it'll be championship, third, fifth, and seventh place matches all on four mats at one time there. Meanwhile, before we get to before I get to Chartiers Valley with Nate Rigotti, who'll be my producer, I'm going to be at Mount Lebanon for basketball playoff action, 5A girls semifinals. Peters Township set to take on Thomas Jefferson, their third meeting of the year. Peters 2-0 in section games against the Jaguars, but you know what they say, always hard to beat a good team three times in a season, and we'll see how that all works out tomorrow. I will say that TJ the other night looked better in their game, an overtime win against previously unbeaten Penn Trafford, than Peters Township looked in their blowout win against Indiana. But Peters is just getting Natalie Wetzel back into action. Suffered an ankle injury in the last night of the regular season, the night the brackets were announced, and is just getting back into action. So that coverage on WJPA-FM due to start at 11:45, and then we'll have an online broadcast of the South Fayette girls, the number one seed and three-time defending champions. We'll have that the Lions matchup against the Mars Area Planets, the upset specialist in the 5A bracket. 13 seed into the quarterfinals. We already know Cannon McMillan girls are in the 6A semis. We know that the Peters Township boys are into the 5A semis. Both of those games will be on Tuesday. Winner of this will move to the 2A girls semis, and that will be on Tuesday as well. We're at the half. Winchester Thurston 16, Chartiers Houston 11. We'll recap the first half scoring on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Winchester Thurston, 9-6 advantage in the opening quarter, outscored Churches Houston 7-5 in that second. Neither team scored over the last 3 minutes of our first half. Sky still has 7 points to lead Winchester Thurston. Deshae Cochran has 4, 3 for Jasmine Hollins, and 2 for Alexis Bansa for their 16-point total, 6 of 11 at the foul line for the Bears in the first half. Chartiers Houston's Ella Ritchie has 7 points, tying game honors, leading the Bucks in that category. A couple of twos and a three for Ritchie. 2 points apiece for Allison Wingard and Ava Capozzoli. Chartiers Houston has not attempted a foul shot in the game. Scores that we have at this moment, championship brackets. 6A girls, Upper St. Clair 43, Pine Richland 22. Upper St. Clair awaits the Seneca Valley Mount Lebanon winner. Those two tipped off at 7 at Seneca Valley. Canna McMillan awaits the Norwin North Allegheny winner. Those two playing at Norwin as 6A girls quarterfinals, their first game, so higher seed getting to host. 2A girls here at South Fayette, it was a Southside 45, Fort Cherry 32. On the boys' side, game on WJPA-FM and the NFHS Network. Peters Township 56, Uniontown 52, the 6 over the 3. Chartiers Houston hoping that math repeats itself here at South Fayette tonight. Peters Township will play the winner of the Penn Trafford Mars game. And if my math is right, that's a 10-15 matchup indeed. Yeah, 6A or 5A boys, the first big upset of the tournament. Penn Trafford beat number 2 Baldwin. So, yeah, 15-10. So the 6-seed Peters will get to play a double-digit seed in that semifinals on Tuesday. And in the 3A boys bracket, number 3 Mohawk, a 55-38 winner against Southmoreland to reach the 3A boys semifinals. Bucks and Bears back on the floor, 16-11. Winchester Thurston with the advantage. The possession arrow says that it'll be Bears ball when the second half gets started. We'll go there when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments. And the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure. Call it play. We call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Start of the third quarter, Winchester Thurston will inbound. 5-point lead. The Bears have never trailed. Scored the game's first 3 points. Ball outside the elbow, shot put up. Wingard challenges that. That won't go. And the Bucks get the rebound. Spin into traffic, double team. Just across the timeline and travel call. Step through a double team.
Yeah, spun on the pivot and then took another step.
Sky still bringing across the timeline. Jump pass across into the corner eventually. Cochran to Hollins and now back out to Still. Loose ball. Still goes and tracks it down.
Bucks come out and what looks like a half-court 2-2-1 or 2-3.
Pass inside is deflected in a scramble. Bucks are going to get called for a pushing foul here, I think. Ella Ritchie called for a foul there. First foul on Ritchie, first on the Bucks in the second half. Inbound. Chartier's Houston player gets airborne. And down hits the back of her head. It's Kolovich, and she jumps right up. McCreary, and she jumps right up, says she's good to go. Game officials want to talk to her. She says, I'm good.
Very unpleasant sound.
She got that ponytail, which may have cushioned that blow because she came right down on the pony tie up high. Ball into the corner. Now side of the lane and a pushing foul. And two quick fouls on Ella Ritchie here in the third.
There's just no reason to poke at the ball right there from behind.
Fouls are 9-4 in the game right now. Three ball, near side. Aaliyah Cooper spoons out. Rebound tipped out. That one hits McCreary right in the forehead. But Wingard grabs it for the Bucks. Kolovich dribbles toward the corner. Gets a screen as he reverses. Give it off. Wingard wanted to go to the hoop. Trouble with the ball and lost it out of bounds. I don't know why she stopped.
Yeah, just be, this Bucks team isn't being aggressive enough at getting downhill. And that's a big reason why they haven't gone to the free throw line, why they haven't drawn any fouls, really.
Pass intended near wing for Hollins is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Kolovich. Lob pass, traffic. Nice save by Hollins. Get it back. Still for a three. Hits it. Sky still has 10. Three pointers. The margin goes to +8 now.
Just wide open on the wing for Still. Easy look.
Kolovich fakes a pass. Kick it back out on the perimeter. Ritchie goes right side, and now there's nobody home. Ritchie take it low block. Shot blocked. Loose ball controlled. Quick outlet to Shea Cochran, and she'll hit the lay-in. Cochran has 6, and the Bears explode out now on a 5-0 run here early in this third quarter to push the margin to 10.
Bucks need to stem the tide here a little bit. They need a possession, a clean one.
Capozzoli on the dribble. Ball knocked loose, just tried to tip it, didn't go get it. And the loose ball controlled by Cooper. Misses the lay-in. Long rebound comes up the lane. Wingard with it. Wingard around the defender, lost the handle, and the ball out of bounds. And boy, the Bucks get a break here because McCreary chasing the play, I think, actually touched the ball. Wingard trying to weave her way around Alexis Banza, who did a nice job, didn't move, sat there and just lost the handle. Inbound, Capozzoli, three ball off the rim, won't go. And Banza rebounds the miss. Bears plus 10 and the ball, 5:15 to play, third quarter. Coast to coast, nice feed to the low block and a bucket up and good for Aaliyah Cooper.
Bucks just need to slow it down defensively. I mean, they need to keep the ball in front of the defense.
Wingard looks inside. Nowhere to go there. Pick it right side. Having to reach out and save the pass is McCreary. Passes from her seat. Kolovich spins it into the paint. Lost the handle. And too much dribble. Ball to Jasmine Hollins. Her shot won't go. Offensive foul going to be the call. First foul of the third quarter on the Bears. Hollins picks up her second personal. And now full court pressure. Bucks pass it over the top. Ritchie has help. The ball across, the shot won't go, but a foul called on Jasmine Hollins. Gets back on the 2-on-1.
That's good ball movement right there. Passed through the trap. And when you pass through that trap and break it quickly, end up with a two-on-one opportunity like that.
First foul shots of the game for Chartiers Houston. McCreary short, off the glass, and out. No good. Winchester Thurston, 6 of 11 at the line here. 4:26 to play in the third. The Bucks getting their first look at the free throw line. One of two. McCreary hits the second. It's her first point, and a timeout for the Bears. 4:26 remaining, third quarter. 23-12, Winchester Thurston in front, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Scoring this 2A girls bracket, number one, Neshannock, a 66-40 winner over Laurel. So Neshannock and Southside will meet in one semifinal. Aliquippa Rochester winner, Winchester Thurston, Chartiers Houston winner will meet in the other. After the timeout, the Bears get the ball in front court. High post, Jay won't go. Rebound at the baseline, kept alive by Aaliyah Cooper. Get a held ball, tie up. And Chartiers Houston ball at the baseline.
Good defense right there. I mean, Bucks have been switching up the zones a little bit. That time it looked like an odd front up top. Just keep switching it around, keep trying to confuse this Bears defense or offense, and don't let them get into their comfort zone.
Richie put on a deck. Miller advantage. A little contact there, but play on is the ruling. Bolovich dribbles across the key, gets us some separation, screen set by McCreary, and a pass down low is deflected out of bounds to Shea Cochran. Little stare. 3:44 to play in the third. Bucks find themselves down 11. This is what happened to Fort Cherry. Hung around and then just could not get anything going after an eruption by Southside in that third. Bucks out in the midcourt area. Nearly a travel. The ball knocked loose and going to be last touched on the far side by Gianna Miller Ivanich. Inbound feed. McCreary takes it. And Sky still right out to guard her. Screen a little leaner there by Kolovich. Ball to Richie. Wing guard to the free throw circle. Steps back. McCreary spins in, then out. Weave handoff. Wingard looking to give the ball up to somebody. Gets it to Kolovich, still across the arm, but pass rifled this side. And out of bounds. Too tall for McCreary, too hard from Kolovich. Mackenzie Walsh will check in for the Bucks. Curry comes out of the game. First question, are you okay? And the answer to everybody that's asked her is yes, I am. Pass into the corner. Advantage, get it out front to Bansa. Her shot won't go. Rebound tipped around. And Buck's going to clear it. Good job there by Ella Ritchie to wrap that loose ball. Richie, jump pass back to Kolovich. Crossover, spinorama in the paint. Euro step, shot block, controlled by the Bears, and a foul called on Chartiers Houston. It's going to be Wingard called for the foul. Her second.
Chartiers Houston needs to seek out the contact a little bit more. There's contact, but I think they just need to do a better job of playing aggressive with the ball.
23-12, Winchester Thurston. Shot to the low, past the low block, and Aaliyah Cooper's shot is blocked out of bounds. 11-point lead. Has to seem like 20. Bucks just can't get shots even. Inbound feed. Bance is tied up. Two Bucks players on the floor. And possession arrow belongs to the Bears.
Bucks have been playing some strong defense. It's just offensively, it's been a complete nothing burger tonight.
Feed into the corner. Sky still for three. Won't go. Long rebound off the knees of Wingard. That may have been tipped out in front of her. And now a bad pass made by Cochran. Stolen by Kolovich. Has Walsh behind the defender but couldn't get the ball there. Nice recovery defensively by Cochran. Three ball, far side, too strong. Rebound weak side. Miller Ivanich, and the out-of-bounds play called against the Bucks. 1:55 to play in the third quarter. Chartiers-Houston has 1 point.
And that's after quarters of 6 and 5, too. I mean, it's just going to need to score a lot more.
Leah Cooper gets out front, misses the shot. Bansa rebounds. She gets tied up. Possession arrow, Chartiers-Houston. This is 8 held balls. 8 in this game.
We had a lot yesterday evening, but this one's rivaling that one.
Mackenzie Walsh dribbles around the screen, puts a shot up down low, misses that. Rebound knocked out of bounds by the Bears. Chartiers-Houston timeout. 1:27 to play. Third quarter, 23-12. Winchester Thurston leading Chartiers-Houston. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
After the timeout, Chartiers-Houston with the ball. Capozzoli, Kolovich. Now, defense extended beyond the three-point line. Wingard will pass it around. Bucks looking for something wide open. Capozzoli steps back to a three. It's well short. Rebound to the far side. Going to just carry out of bounds. And Gianna Miller-Ivanich wasn't sure she could catch it cleanly.
Right there, Kolovich just needs to know who's going to be open there. She had Capozzoli, but instead of just catching the pass and whipping it right over to the wing, takes the dribble, allows the defender to get over.
Still gets just across the timeline ahead of the closely guarded or the 10-second violation. Timeout for Winchester Thurston. 53 seconds remaining. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
30-second timeout taken by the Bears. They get the ball inbounds. Entry pass kicked out of bounds by Richie. It's going to be Bears ball regardless of whether it went out or not. Ball intentionally played with the lower extremities. Inbound, three ball, well short. Rebound grabbed by the Bucks. 40 seconds to play, third quarter. Chartiers Houston down 11, scoring just 1 point in this third quarter. Kolovich through the paint to the far side. Pass, Wingard, 12-footer good. It's our second field goal. And now the Bucks will pressure full court. Sky still. Capozzoli tried to turn her around. Pass over the top. Cochran, get it down low. Cochran takes it to the rack and scores. Shea Cochran now with 8 points. Kolovich. Capozzoli launched for three. Good line, but well short. Took that from almost the 30 feet, 28 feet. Period ends. Winchester Thurston 25, Chartiers Houston 14. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions. Ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Winchester Thurston ball to start the fourth quarter. The Bears also have an 11-point lead, outscoring Chartiers Houston 9-3 in that third quarter. 9-6 in the first, 7-5 in the second, 9-3 in the third. Bears going to throw the ball out of bounds, not quite out of bounds. And it's going to be a backcourt violation. Ball touched by Still in the backcourt. And Chartiers Houston ball.
You got to let that be a spark if you're Chartiers Houston. Have to get points here early in the quarter.
Wingard takes the inbound and goes right to the hoop. But her shot is blocked back the other end. The outlet pass and the ball last touched by Aaliyah Cooper. A good hustle back defensively. The Bucks kept that from being an easy cherry-picking lay-in. It ended up being a turnover. Walsh, take it to the right wing, try to dribble, switch over right into the defender. It's Cochran, and this time Cochran gets the roll up and in. ...27-14, Bears plus 13, won a five-point game earlier this year. Wingard takes it in the paint. They're going to get a foul call this time on Bansa. Her first, team's first in this quarter.
There you go. You get down in the paint, draw the foul, get to the free throw line. That's something Chartiers Houston hasn't done nearly enough. Too much dribbling at the three-point line, as we saw with player getting her pocket picked.
Foul shot short, no good. Just the third opportunity at the line for Chartiers Houston, 1-for-3. Wingard, second effort from 15, way too strong, and the rebound tipped. Going to be Chartiers Houston ball. That came off the hands of Cochran and rolled to the far side. Bailed out there by a failure to secure a rebound. Walsh. Stop and go. Ball knocked loose and once again knocked out of bounds this time. Mackenzie Walsh dribbling in tight quarters. Walsh to key it in. Got to throw the ball and Capozzoli can't catch it. That pass right at her feet. Turn it back over.
There's just been no easy button for this Bucks offense this evening. Nothing has been simple.
Pass ahead to Aaliyah Cooper. She wants to go all the way to the rack and scores. Aaliyah Cooper with her second field goal. 6:45 to play in the fourth, 29-14. Bears now doubling up the Bucks. Through traffic, Capozzoli lost the handle, tried to feed it back to the corner. That pass too far. Speaking of too far, Bucks are going to get a break there because the Bears threw it too far. Long pass, good hustle to try to save it by Banza, but she tried to smack it off the Chartiers Houston player, actually smacked it straight down onto the floor. And you get a look at the bucket by Aaliyah Cooper, the last points scored by Winchester Thurston. Bears have scored six straight points to take a 9-point lead to 15. Wingard bring it near side to Capozzoli. Back to Wingard, side of the lane, shot partially tipped. It'll be a last touch by Banza and out of bounds. There's been no jump into the defender by the Bucks. They have caught and shot in tight a couple of times, but it's been either straight up or leaning back, falling back, fadeaway kind of shots.
Yeah, there's been no initiating of contact for this Bucks offense.
Walsh off the window, in and out. Wingard rebounds, goes back up and scores. 29-16 as we click under 6 minutes to play. Sky still across the timeline. Ball goes inside to Banza. She goes up into Wingard. Shot won't go, but the foul called. First foul on the Bucks in the fourth. Two free throws coming at the other end. Foul called on Wingard is her third. Banza missed two foul shots earlier in the game. Hits this one. Winchester Thurston now 7 of 12 at the foul line. I have to tell you how glad I am we don't do one-on-one anymore. Banza, second effort, kicks out hard. Wingard with the rebound. Kolovich to check in on the next stoppage. Wingard right to the top of the key. Hand off. McCreary take it into the paint. Up too strong with the left hand. No good. Ball lands right down into the hands of Jasmine Hollins. Ball. Across the timeline. Wide open players. Cochran. She misses the shot. Banza gets the rebound. Kick it back out. Still step. Euro step. Shot won't go. Banza rebounds. Try to get it out of there. Loose ball. Scramble for it. Ella Ritchie gets on the loose ball on the floor. And a possession arrow. If that's what we get here, it's going to be ball to the Bucks. 5:11 to play in the fourth. Chartiers Houston will inbound. Down 14.
Bucks might need to start shooting some threes if they can get some openings.
Wingard feed to the baseline, kick it back out. Wingard one dribble, put up the three, short, just won't go. Battle to get the rebound. Muscling her way out is Cochran, double dribble, but got away with it. Down to the left side of the lane, shot won't go. Missed by Hollins. The loose ball going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Bucks. One of the fans direct at the one of the game officials, and just really, it's not acceptable. Shot put up won't go for Jasmine Hollins, and she'll head back to the free throw line to shoot a couple. Blocking foul called.
Ella Ritchie, her third.
Ella Ritchie picks up her third foul, two in the quarter. Jasmine Hollins at the foul line for two, hit three earlier, fouled on a three-point shot, and then hit all three free throws. Misses this one. One for two on this trip. So 4 of 5 in the game, and the Bears' lead is 15 once again. Kolovich, pump fake, get the ball to Capozzoli. Trying to find somewhere to pass it off, and she can't. And now a foul, and Capozzoli took an arm to the face. This is going to be a defensive foul on Capozzoli. It'll be her third. Capozzoli coming out of the game. Winchester Thurston ball. Capozzoli nosebleed. Three ball and a quarter for Hollins. Hits it. And the Bears extend the margin. It's 34-16. Just too much Winchester Thurston in this matchup.
Yeah, there's been too much pressure defensively. Syracuse Houston just not composed on offense.
Floater from the wing by Richie won't go. Rebound, Wingard back up. That won't go, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. 3:55 to play in the fourth. 34-16. Winchester Thurston leading back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave. Now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Wingard misses both free throws. Second consecutive trip, 0 for 4 at the stripe. Rebound knocked out of bounds by the Bucks. Timeout for Winchester Thurston. 3:53 to play, fourth quarter. 34-16 Bears over the Bucks. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Yeah.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
After the timeout, the Bears get the ball inbounds and a couple of passes, a few dribbles, and a long feed ahead to lead Aaliyah Cooper right to the bucket. 20-point margin. Kolovich for two. Hit it. Now the announcer here, the PA announcer, calls triple as a deuce. Hollins. Baseline jumper won't go. Wingard tipped the rebound, grabbed there by Cochran. Her shot partially blocked. And Hollins gets tied up, going to get a foul call. And McCreary called for her third foul. That's four on Chartiers Houston. 36-18, Bears doubling up the Bucks. Still with an opportunity. She lost the handle and able to save it at the baseline. Get it inside to Williams. Her shot won't go. Wingard will rebound for the Bucks. Three on one. Now, Bucks are going in on a fast break and a foul behind the play. I think we got a technical foul. The Bucks lose a fast break. They had a three-on-one at least, but back behind, there some contact before, and then the foul behind the play call.
I was actually keeping an eye on it. It looked like McCrary tangled up with, I think that was Cooper. The contact did look incidental. I don't think that's one that where a technical should be called.
An intentional foul.
So
It's going to be Aaliyah Cooper, called for an intentional foul. So McCreary will shoot. She was the one fouled. This is not like a technical where you choose someone on the floor to shoot. McCreary was fouled, so she will shoot. One for two at the line tonight is Miley McCreary, 5'4", senior for Chartreuse Houston. First shot, no good. The Bucks have missed five in a row and six of seven at the foul line.
Yeah, one of seven, just that's just not going to cut it.
Second shot off the rim as well. Chartreuse Houston ball. Far side. And just to explain there, the reason not a technical, it's a live ball situation. It was called an intentional foul, so two shots and the ball, but not a technical, which could be called on a dead ball situation like that. Good job by Mackenzie Walsh to keep the possession. Only lost the ball. Wingard through traffic and a reach-in foul going to be called. I think Deshae Cochran going to get tagged with this foul. No, they're going to put it on Cooper. That is her fourth. And that's four on the team as well. Board says five on the Bucks.
That should be four and four.
Yeah, it's four and four. Wingard at the foul line gets one to go. Second opportunity coming. And gets the second. 36-20, ball knocked out of bounds. Yeah, the team foul should be four and four. Now, Bears get the ball inbounds near side. Deshae Cochran across the timeline. Walsh trying to close. Ball kicked out of bounds and going to be Winchester Thurston ball. And the inbound play right here at midcourt. It's not backcourt violation. That's a legal play. There is no line until the ball is controlled. And now foul called on Mackenzie Walsh. Her first, team's fifth. Two shots coming for Sky Still at the free throw line. Yeah, the foul should be... That's the fifth foul on Chartreuse Houston.
That was the fifth foul for Chartreuse.
Yeah, that's five on Chartreuse Houston. The fouls right now, and they're not going to shoot here.
Wow.
I have fouls in this quarter on Walsh, Ritchie, McCreary, Wingard, and Capozzoli. And I'm sure of that. Still deal to Collins. Her floater off the back of the rim. Rebound tracked down by Cochran. 2:10 to play in the game. Collins parking on her hip for a moment. Hassled by Ritchie. And now Sky Still. Kolovich comes out to guard her. Still on the dribble. And Kolovich reaches in. One hand on the body. One hand on the ball. And called for her third foul.
Yeah, you're at the point where you just have to pressure the ball, and Kolovich just gets caught reaching in.
Still at the stripe, misses the first. I have still just one of five at the line. One of six at the line. Williams with the rebound, tie up. Possession arrow, Winchester Thurston.
And that's just bad. There was no attempt to even box out right there.
1:51 to play in the game. Winchester Thurston, 36. Chartreuse Houston, 20. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Ringgold boys a winner tonight for Cherry girls on the wrong end of a 45-32 score, and the Bucks of Chartiers Houston on the wrong end right now. Inbound to Hollins, who got around Ella Ritchie, was going to the hoop, and Ritchie going to pick up her fourth foul. And back at the line is Jasmine Hollins, who's hit, I have 4 of 5 in the game. First shot, no good. 2 of 7 in this quarter for Winchester Thurston, by my math.
It shot it pretty well before that.
Second shot, way too strong. McCreary with the rebound. And she's going to go coast to coast and miss the lay-in. Rebound tipped by Wingard, and stepping out of bounds to try to save it was Deshae Cochran, so it'll be Chartiers Houston ball. Well, had a lay-in and can't get that to go.
Yeah, it seems like there's just a cover on the rim.
Capozzoli around to Ritchie. Ritchie to the elbow. Back out to Kolovich. Now far side. Ritchie for three. Too strong. Rebound comes up the lane. McCreary. Get it out. Capozzoli for three. It's wide right. The rebound cleared by Deshae Crocklett. 80 seconds to play. Cochran bring it up the floor. Kicks the ball to the far side, and now she gets tied up and pulled down. Foul on the Bucks. ...36-20, Winchester Thurston with the lead. Foul is on Wingard. That is her fourth. Cochran to the line to shoot two. Has hit 2 of 4. Chances 9 and 10 this quarter for Winchester Thurston. Cochran gets the first. 37-20. Bears in the lead. Chartiers Houston and Fort Cherry will both appear to be into consolation action on Monday and need to avoid two additional losses in that bracket. As long as you don't come out of the quarters on a three-game losing streak, then you're going to make the state playoffs. Foul called on Martise Williams, her second, and that is 5 now on Winchester Thurston. Ava Capozzoli to the foul line to shoot 2. And the Bucks in this quarter have hit just 2 of 9 now with the first miss.
It's been rough.
3 of 11 in the game. Capozzoli misses wide right. Held ball, possession arrow, Chartiers Houston. And my grid across the bottom of my score sheet now filled on alternating possession throw-ins. 1:01 to play in the fourth. 37-20, Chartiers Houston trailing. Timeout Bucks back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
101 to play. Chartiers Houston needing almost as many points in a minute that they've scored the entire game. Shot put up out front, won't go for Ella Ritchie, and a foul called on Winchester Thurston. And it's going to be Martise Williams, her third foul of the game, all in this quarter.
At the line, number two, Ella Ritchie.
Ella Ritchie going to the foul line. The Bucks have just been, frankly, woeful at the stripe. Hey, Ritchie finds the measure, swishes home from 15 feet. She's got 8 points. And, you know, there are times when you have nights like that, but just don't want to do it in the WPIL quarterfinals. Ritchie hits both. She's got 9 points, and the Bucks end up with a loose ball. And it's going to be Chartiers Houston ball. 58 seconds to play. That only took 2 seconds off the clock somehow. Right side, McCreary catch. Cut off at the lane. Give it to Kolovich. Back out to McCreary. Drive into the paint. She is fouled by DeShay Cochran. That is ball handler displacement. Hope Tom Drakely's listening. Foul on Cochran. We've had a lot of that same contact, but not that kind of displacement. And that'll put McCreary at the foul line. He's hit one of four at the stripe tonight. Swishes one home here. Bucks have hit three in a row at the stripe now. McCreary's second effort also good. 37-24. Ball ahead to Cochran, gets across the timeline, and McCreary reaches in and is going to pick up her fourth foul. Four Chartiers Houston players with four fouls at this point, but you got to do what you got to do to get the clock stopped.
At the line, Cochran shoot two.
DeShay Cochran to shoot two. She's hit three of six to this point. Has 11 points in the game. First shot good. 14-point Winchester Thurston lead. 44 seconds remaining. Bears have struggled in the stripe, at the stripe in this quarter particularly. 6 of 11 in the first half. Miss, no good. Wingard for three straight on. Won't get that one to go. Rebound inside. Held ball. Oh, no. I have no room left. I got to start a whole new line. Bears. They say Bucks ball. That's not right because with 101 to play, the Bucks got the ball. And now they give this one. Now we're going to go the other way.
It's been an interesting night of basketball here in South Fayette.
Well, I'm going to say the scorebook must have lost room on their alternating possession chart as well, because at 101, the Bucks got the ball on a held ball, and then they got another one with 33 seconds. So consecutive held balls, and now a foul on Chartiers Houston. And I think both coaches really get into a place now, just want to get this one in the books. Kolovich called for her fourth foul. Sky still at the stripe. Hits one. And some question here about who has what foul. Did they announce Capozzoli as that foul?
Yeah, that would be her fifth.
No, I have four on Capozzoli. Yeah, it is not. I have three on Capozzoli. No. I have three on Capozzoli. Yeah. That foul.
Way off.
Well, and to be honest, that's what happens sometimes when you go to neutral sites. People operating that don't recognize players, don't know, you know, home and away, and you end up getting things marked the wrong way. And I mean, that happens. It just happens, you know. Three ball. Kolovich nails it. Her first points of the game come with 10 seconds remaining. .40-27, and the Bears will dribble it out and head to the WPIL semifinals on Tuesday. Winchester Thurston beats the Bucks for the second time this year. Final score 40-27. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Sky Still and Deshae Cochran in double figures for Winchester Thurston. The Bears pick up their 21st win of the year and beat the Bucks for the second time this season. This time much more decisively than the game a couple of weeks ago. 40-27, Winchester Thurston. Bears outscore the Bucks in every quarter. Chartiers-Houston scored nearly as many points in the fourth as they scored in the first three combined. Bears 9-6 in the first and 7-5 in the second. I mean, we had a ball game, 16-11, to start the third quarter, but the Bucks for the first 7 minutes and change of that coming out of the locker room got just 1 point. One foul shot was all they had. The Bears weren't much better, scored 7 points in the first 3 minutes, and then didn't score again until the final 20 seconds of that quarter, but... Too much length, too much jump, too much ball control by the Bears for the Bucks to handle tonight.
Yeah, the speed was definitely a factor. Winchester Thurston, you have to tip your cap. They played very disciplined on defense, especially in the first three quarters of the game. They weren't jumping. They weren't, you know, they were playing aggressive, all at the same time being disciplined, not reaching in. I mean, they were playing very solid, stout defense, and Chartiers-Houston just didn't have any answers for it. The pressure on the ball for Winchester Thurston was very stellar, and Chartiers-Houston could not just win in one-on-one type situations.
Bucks just 7 of 16 at the foul line, including 6 of 14 in that fourth quarter. The Bears just as bad, 11 of 23 overall and 5 of 12 in the fourth quarter. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Player of the game, I'm going to go with the 5'3 senior Sky Still. Hit those three threes, one in the first, second, and third quarters. When she chose to chuck it up there, it found the bottom of the net. And you know, she finished the game with 12 points. Struggled down the stretch at the free throw line in the fourth quarter, but the game already in hand, and a big part of that is because of those three three balls.
Yeah, still another thing Still added this evening was that she just, every time taking it up the floor, basically every single possession tonight for Winchester Thurston. And she was just very, very stable with the ball, made good decisions, kept the turnovers at a minimum, was very easily on most possessions able to get the offense into a position where they could play comfortably. So, I mean, Stills obviously had a very good night on the stat sheet, but also off of it.
A couple of other scores for you. First of all, in the 2A girls bracket, number one, Neshanic over Laurel, 66-40. Southside earlier here at South Fayette, a 45-32 winner over Fort Cherry. Winchester Thurston awaits the winner of the 2-10 game, Aliquippa and Rochester, tipped off around 7 o'clock at Beaver. Chartiers Houston will get the loser of that game in the first consolation round on Monday. And you get two chances now to win one game to qualify for states. 2A girls bracket sends seven into the PIAA bracket. The thing you have to avoid is three consecutive losses. Loss in the quarter, loss in the consolation, and then loss in the 7-8 game. As long as you avoid that, then it's on to the state playoffs. Also tonight, we learned this. Peters Township, a 56-52 winner over the 3-seed Uniontown. Peters boys in the 5A bracket had already clinched the state berth. Now they're into the WPIL semifinals and will take on number 10 Mars, 64-59 winner against Penn Trafford. That will be on Tuesday. We also learned that 6A girls, 4-seed Canna McMillan, will play number 1 Norwin. The Knights tonight, a 52-30 winner against North Allegheny. Cannon Mack took Norwin deep, one of Norwin's closest games this year, a two-point win in section play, and the Big Macs and Knights will meet on Tuesday. And, of course, we'll have that game for you. We'll have the Peters Township game for you as well. What else do we got coming up? We have anybody playing on Monday? Oh, yeah, West Green. West Green's going to play on Monday in the consolation bracket. Winner goes to the fifth-place game and clinches the state tournament berth. The loser in that game will be eliminated. West Green playing at St. Joseph. Our coverage tonight on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by the Observer Reporter. Local voices, your stories. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Tomorrow we have 2A and 3A WPIL wrestling action and a pair of WPIL 5A girls semifinals as we move to that final four round now. Peters Township against Thomas Jefferson and number one South Fayette taking on Mars Area. Thanks to both head coaches, Laura Montecalvo and Brandy Barrett, to Mark Keener and the entire crew here in South Fayette. My partner Jack Sacco, our floor director Jason Tennant, Brandon Bennett, Chris Fox on camera, and our producer Jacob Knisner. I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL 2A Girls Basketball Quarterfinals, Winchester Thurston 40, Chartiers Houston 27. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.